Hey everybody, and we're still in the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew, Matthew chapter 6. And Jesus, as he continues with the Sermon on the Mount, he goes through a bunch of topics again. He talks about giving to people who are in need. He talks about prayer, and we'll see the Lord's Prayer in here a little differently than the other gospel. We see him talk about fasting. We see him talk about treasures in heaven, and we've seen that a couple times already, haven't we? Great is your reward. Remember those? Do these things or be these things and you'll have great rewards. And then, of course, he ends with 10 verses about something that I'm sure none of you do, worry. Now, I'm going to give you some time to read the chapter or the part of the chapter on worry today and spend a little time in that. If you're a worrier, you need to put a bookmark in your Bible in Matthew chapter 6. But I want you to focus on this today as well. When Jesus talks about giving to the needy, and when Jesus talks about prayer and going into your prayer closet, when Jesus talks about fasting and how you should do your hair and put your makeup on, right? In today's world, put your gel on your hair, put your nice clothes on. Jesus makes very clear in these things that our motives are what's most important. When you give to the needy, don't let one hand know what the other hand is doing. What is that saying? Make sure that you're doing it with the right motives. When we give to people just so we'll feel better, that's not the right motive. When we give to people, when we give to the needy, or even when we give to the church, if we do it for attention, we've already received our blessing. When we pray and we just pray so other people hear how holy we are. Now, this isn't a verse against corporate prayer, but it's all about our intentions and our motives. If you go and you pray privately, you're praying with the right intention when you do that, because it's just you and the Father. When you fast, don't fast. Don't give up something for attention. You know, before long, people will be talking about giving up things for Lent. And a lot of the times, people make sure they tell as many people as they know what they gave up. I want to ask you this, don't you receive your reward if you do that? Just by having people say, oh wow, that's impressive. You gave up chocolate. It's all about our motives. When you fast, don't go around telling everybody you're fasting, because this is a commitment you're making to God. Not for attention or praise or affirmation from others. So I want you to focus today on Jesus's focus on our motives. And then as we walk through our day today, let's look at the things that we do and let's ask ourselves, what's my motive for doing that? Good things or bad things, things that we do that are sinful. What was my motive in that? And was it worth it? And things that we do that we notice that are good things in world standards, but are we doing them with the right heart? Are we doing them to please God? Are we doing those things to please others? Are we doing those things just to make ourselves feel good? So let's check our motives today. Enjoy your reading today, and don't forget not to worry. Talk to you tomorrow.